Thank the Lord today for our Heavenly Father. I'm going to talk about tonight our Heavenly Father. And I hope that maybe when you go to prayer, I think it's going to change me after studying this. To really pray with thanksgiving at first and really praise God first before we ask our petitions. I want to read about Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. Now, you know, Jesus said, and when Jesus says something, we really should take notice. And he said, I want you to pray this way. And I want to read up here just a little bit of before that. In Matthew 6, and 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We want to first start talking about hallowed be thy name. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed means magnify God, glorify God, praise him, come to him in prayer with real reverence. Come to him, you know it says in Philippians, make your requests be known with thanksgiving. Very important that we thank the Lord. We always have a lot of prayer requests, and that's okay. But we want to emphasize tonight about our Heavenly Father and the reverence we should have for him and the love we should have for him. And I kept thinking of that song. Oh, maybe we can sing it later. But I love you, Lord. You know, I love you, Lord. And I worship you. That's so beautiful. I got to thinking, maybe we could do some of that in our prayer before we start asking for things to sing him a song. And worship him. And just worship him. And hallowed be thy name. Our Father, this prayer is a fundamental element of Christian prayer, providing a model for how to approach God and what to include in our petitions. So, we have the same Father God. We are members one of another. Now, this is another thing that connects us so close. My fleshly father is not your father, right? He passed away when he was 75. You didn't know my daddy, but I loved him so much. And I found, even though the years have gone, I still love him so much. And I even appreciate him more. As I was a teenager, I wasn't saved. And his correction and his whippings and anything I got as a child, I realize now that my father did that because he loved me. So again, those that have had good fathers, it helps us to think about our Heavenly Father. What he, you know, how he corrects us, how he chastises us because he loves us, how he answers, how he provides for our needs. You know, a real father works hard and provides for the family. Now, that's another thing I have come to understand even more as I got of getting older. Because when I first married my husband, I wasn't thinking at all that he was going to work hard and provide for my needs. Didn't think about that at all. I just thought I was young, I was in love, and that's about all I thought about. I didn't really think about how much I needed him at all until later. But they're a provider for their family, a good father, and a mother too. A mother works hard every day, cooking meals, cleaning house, doing everything. But we want to emphasize about how we can think about our Heavenly Father, how much we should reverence Him, how much we should glorify Him. We should do it more, even in our services, more praising to God, more glorifying to God. You know, sometimes I know we have different personalities. Some of us are a little shyer, and that's okay. God made you the way He made you, right? But there's sometimes, even if you can't say a whole lot, you could call a song of praise or have in your heart praise. I have noticed around the house when maybe you just feel like you're doing ordinary jobs, and I would start singing a song to the Lord, and the Lord's presence would come to me. It would come to me, and I would feel Him. You know, it says if we draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to us. So we want to get to know our Father better, get closer to our Father. I believe all of us can draw closer to our Father. I think about the disciples, how the beloved John was so close to Jesus that Peter even asked him, ask him, who's going to not deny you, Lord? Because he'll probably tell you, you know, that's just what he's thinking, you know, he'll probably tell you because you're like one of his best pals. But, you know, we can get closer to the Lord. We can draw, not just, you know, think of Him as a wonderful God. He is a wonderful God, but He wants to be very close to us. And He's caring for us, even when we don't think He's caring for us. I've had things happen to me in my life. I thought, I could have got hurt there. And the Lord would give me a dream that night and show me where I would have been. You know, that I could have been hurt very badly. He'd give me a dream and let me know that some tree hit the side of the van and dented up the van, and my head was on the window, but it was right by the window, but the window didn't crack, and the window didn't hit my head. The tree didn't hit my head. But the Lord gave me a dream that I had my head all bandaged up, and I was at the hospital, and I was dying. But He's trying to show me that, see what I spared you from, child. And He's done that for a lot of us. He's our Heavenly Father. Hallowed be Thy name. Malachi 2:10, let's read this. It says here, Malachi 2:10, have we not all one Father? Question mark. Hath not one God created us? So see, and it goes on that how we should deal with one another. But what I'm trying to get to, I'm going to keep positive here tonight, real positive I can. How we should realize that we all have our Heavenly Father and are all worshiping the Lord, and the Lord cares for every one of us, that we're His children. And we wanted to kind of talk about some of the parts of this prayer. We have the same Father God. We are members one of another. We are not to pray to saints or angels, but to God only. And I know, and some I might mention, you know what I'm talking about, but you don't pray to different things like that, to saints or people like that. You pray on to God only. And He's to be worshipped. We're called into fellowship one with another. We must always keep good thoughts in our minds toward God. I remember hearing about a woman one time, she got to thinking because of her troubles and trials that God didn't love her. And she let that think in her mind till she backslid. Don't ever think bad thoughts about God. Always think good thoughts. Even if you're going through hard times, even if you're going through temptations and trials, always remember God loves you. And don't let the devil ever tell you that God don't love you. Tell yourself, encourage yourself, and say, you know, God loves me. I know I've had some trials, I've had some troubles, but everybody else does too. They're all just different. You know how you heard that story one time that the cross, you know, someone went that thought their cross was so bad, so they wanted somebody else's cross. They picked up that cross, and it was too heavy, and they said, give me my cross back. I don't want that one. So, you know, we can think that someone else don't have any troubles, no problems, but you don't know. So you just don't pick up their cross. You just keep what you got and just ask the Lord to give you grace, because God giveth grace. He helps us out. So it says here, we must always keep good thoughts on our minds about God. Always. Always. Don't let the devil ever tempt you and say that he don't love you because something happened, and he don't care about you, because he does care about you. You're still his child. He's going to take care of you. He's going to bless you. Ephesians 1, 2 through 7. Let's go over here a little bit. Grace be to you, Ephesians 1st chapter. 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I am his child, I wrote in there. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And we want to go back just a little bit. He didn't predestinate us that either you're going to be a saint or you're going to be a sinner. That's a wrong doctrine. But he had the provision for us to be predestinated into his image, because he had it all ready for us. If we wanted to be saved, we can be a Christian, right? And we can be adopted by him. That's what that means. And he can adopt us as children by Jesus Christ. That's how we get to God, through Jesus Christ and his blood shed on the Calvary. God sent his son that he loved so much to die for us. He wanted to get close to us, and he wanted us to be his children. Praise the Lord. And we want to go back over here to Malachi 3:16. Our Heavenly Father, I love you, Lord. I worship you. I was able to get that song going before I got here, and I tried to sing myself, but on YouTube. But that song is beautiful. I love you, Lord. I worship you. I love you. I want to get close to you, Lord. How do we get close to the Lord? Reading and praying. Now, some would say that, you know, we read and pray, cause we got to read and pray, but we want to get past that. We want to get past it. We just got to do it. We got to get past where we love that time with the Lord. You know what I mean? And I think this will help us if we go and praise and worship him first. And you know, no matter if it takes, we have a little time to spend with the Lord or lots of time that day, you can always worship the Lord in your heart. Driving the car, around the house, whatever, men even working on their job, there's sometimes your mind don't have to work on it so much, and you can always praise the Lord. And like my husband used to say, when years ago in Michigan, he would take his testament, and during lunch hour, he'd go out to his car and read his Bible, and he took some time to be with the Lord. We can always take some time to be with the Lord. So important for us. Malachi and 3 and 16 says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Let me tell you, when Jerry and I first got saved in Michigan, we got saved in his grandmother's house, Eva Wilkins. And the gap of years was, I was 18 when I got saved in her house. And she's probably in her early 70s then. I don't know, somewhere in there, late 60s, early 70s. She was a grandmother. She was an old woman. But that didn't matter. We were friends. We were pals. I didn't have much friends because my friends weren't saved and I didn't stay with them. So Grandma and I would go grocery shopping. Grandma and I would go places together. She went with me to make my wrongs right. And Grandma was just my pal. It didn't matter about, you know, she was fruitful in old age. She was my friend. And you know, every weekend, what Jerry and I would spend on Friday and Saturday nights was at Grandma's house doing this. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord. We would stay there real late, talking about the Bible, having her teach us about the Bible, having her teach us scriptures, teaching me what they meant, because I wasn't raised with the saints, teaching me the truth. She was like my own private pastor, you know, my mentor. I'm telling you this story because one night, and I want to stay with my message, but this is important. One night, we was driving home late at night after being with Grandma, her teaching us the Bible. A terrible feeling come over me. And we just got married. We didn't have a telephone. We just had this little apartment. We didn't have much money. And I had no way to call Grandma. So Jerry took me to a phone booth, and I put my little quarter in or whatever they had back then. I called Grandma. I said, Grandma, something terrible is going to happen. I don't know what it, ever since Jerry and I have got in the car, we just have this terrible burden. Like, maybe we're going to get killed in the car before we get home. I don't know what's, but God's given us this terrible burden. And she said, well, I'll pray for you. So I got back in the car. We go home. Nothing happened. We got home safe. Went to sleep. What it was is our apartment was upstairs. And downstairs, the lady died that night. God was trying to tell us. Maybe she was in trouble or something. We were so young, we didn't know. But that morning, God let us sleep in. We didn't wake up. The commotion, ambulance, the people came to get her body and stuff. And then after we got up and woke up, we heard about it. And I was so glad that I was so sad that I didn't help the lady, but I didn't know. I didn't know what the Lord was trying to tell me. But he was trying to tell me that this woman was dying. But what I'm trying to bring out is a book of remembrance. When you spend a lot of time reading and praying, God tells you things. He reveals things to you. And then he didn't let us see her, because even after that, I'd run up the stairs when I had to be alone and he was at work. I'd get groceries or something. I'd borrow his car, take him to work, and I'd run up the stairs to get to the door. It just made me feel so awful that someone died down there, But God did not let me see her. But God just didn't let us see that, And I hope the poor woman prayed, and I hope she did. But we were praying whatever the burden was, that God would take care of it. So maybe she prayed and got saved. But what I'm trying to say, see how important it is to speak of the Lord and spend time with the Lord. And it said, a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Saints, to be a Christian really is that we're serving God. We're not serving the devil. We don't want nothing to do with the devil. It's okay to say this. We don't like the devil. We don't like things about the devil. If we're around something and one time I went to the dentist to get my teeth cleaned, this lady says to me, you know what? She said, I can tell you're a Christian. And she talked to me. She says, I'm a Christian too. I go to church. And she said, I took my little boys out trick-or-treating, and my oldest son would not get out of the car. And he says, Mama, I'm not getting out of the car. And I'm not going trick-or-treating. She says, why? He says, because this is not God's night. This is not God's night, and I don't want nothing to do with it. And that was her oldest child, and he would not get out of the car. So she says, after that, I quit taking my children trick-or-treating, and I let them pass out some candy if they want to, but I don't take them no more, because that oldest son stood up and said, I wouldn't have nothing to do with this. If a child can tell that is not God's night, right? He stood up. But what I'm trying to say is, we don't want nothing to do with the devil. We're serving God. We're serving him. He is our God. He is our Father. He's the one that we worship, that we love. And I want to do better about this. Since I've studied this, I try my best, but I would say try your best, girl. I can improve. But, I try to worship the Lord, but since I got a hold of this lesson, it seemed like the Lord brought to me more that praise him more. When you go to prayer, praise him more. You get right into asking. You want to make sure you get all the requests in, And I always thank the Lord first, but maybe I'm thanking the Lord too fast and going on with my requests. So I want to make sure that I praise him enough. And in service, we can always praise the Lord. Sometimes we might think, I don't have a big testimony. What am I going to testify about? You can always praise the Lord that you're saved. You can always praise the Lord that you're still here and that you're healthy. You can always praise the Lord that he's helped you to be an overcomer. Saints like to hear that. Even little children, you can praise the Lord, honey. You can praise the Lord. The Lord wants you to praise him. You can be a testimony. Children can get saved when they're real young. So Luke 11, I'm going to read this a little bit here. Our Heavenly Father, come to the Lord. My Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. reverence the Lord, respect the Lord, you know, respect. You know, I really, this is kind of wondering that this might be true. If we really respect the Lord and hallow his name and respect it, do you not think that that might overflow in our relationships with one another, that we would respect one another more, that we would love one another more, that we'd appreciate the God in each other? And don't you think that that might work that way if we worship the Lord more, that we might have that overflow in us? Oh, God, help us. So, Luke 11, you know, I don't know why this little saying comes to me. You pray for me, make a little saying comes to me. If I knew my brother better, if I knew my sister better, I would love them a whole lot more. Sometimes we know of each other, but we really don't know each other. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we haven't had the privilege of being close friends, and so we don't know the person. But if you really knew the person, lots of times you will love them a whole lot more and appreciate them a whole lot more. Your brothers and sisters. And God does know them, right? And God knows us. So we want to read the scripture in Luke 11, 11 through 13. Our Heavenly Father, I'm going to come to you in prayer. I'm going to come with reverence and I'm going to come with awe. You are my creator. Like that scripture I read to you in Malachi 2. You created all of us. You know, I see my little baby, I haven't seen her in person yet. I'm going to give Katie some time to get well, but it's just last Tuesday. I mean, Tuesday will be a week only, you know, so. She wants to come see the baby. I want to come see that baby, but you know, I've seen pictures of the baby, but this is what I'm thinking. It's how God formed this child and created this child so perfect, so healthy. It's amazing, isn't it? And then it helps me to believe in the resurrection. I won't get into all that right now. But if God can do that, why do we should never have a problem that how God can resurrect us at the end. If he can do that and create a baby and it's so perfect and it's healthy and everything, we have eyes to see, ears to hear, a mind to think, hands to pick up things. We can walk, we have feet to move, and you know, I don't know, I kind of get my mind a little bit here that yes, this is just normal, but is it really? It's very wonderful that we're created. You see what I'm trying to say? Sister Karen shaking her head. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get us to understand how wonderful it is. They created it, and we start out as a baby, and we grow up, and we get older and older and older, and the Lord keeps being with us, and he keeps helping us out, and I'll get into a little bit of that later on, but the Lord keeps it. We don't know when we're going to go to heaven, but the Lord keeps helping us out while we're here. He keeps helping us, and so I thank the Lord for that. So St. Luke 11 and 11, it says here, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? No. It says, if you then being evil, I've always, that scripture's part about being evil, because I know we're not evil. But what he's trying to say, people that are not even saved, people that are sinners, people that could even be evil, they do good to their children. Most people will, you know, these millionaires, they're going to do good to their children. They're going to give them money. They're going to help them out. It's normal. If they're good people in the heart are loving their children, even though they're sinners. But do you know how to give good gifts unto your children? How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And sometimes people have a lot of trouble with this. Like, I know I need to be sanctified. I need the Holy Spirit. But I just don't, I don't understand just how to get it. But it says, if you ask him, he will give you the Holy Spirit. And don't give up. And keep asking. I read a story not long ago. I heard a story. It says this little boy was working for his mom and he was only getting like $4 an hour. Finally, as he got older, he says, Mom, don't you think you ought to raise that a little bit to like $6 an hour? How come you don't raise it a little bit? And she says, Well, you never asked me. You ask me, I'll do it. I'm just waiting for you to ask. But sometimes we don't get what we want because we don't even ask. This is our Heavenly Father has so much to give us, and we don't take time to ask Him. Take time to ask the Lord. Ask the Lord for what you need. Sometimes I have little issues, and I think, well, Lord, I need some help here. But I haven't been praying a lot about it because I thought, well, I'll just endure this little ache or pain or whatever. I mean, pretty well, I know. I think, as far as I know, I'm healthy, but, you know, none of us know exactly when God's going to take us. But the thing is, do you ask? Do you really just keep asking and don't give up? Like the widow that came to the unjust judge, and she would not give up praying about something. She just would not quit. And right now I'm praying for something for my family, something for one of my grandchildren. And the enemy comes along and tries to tell me, you've been praying this every day for a long, long time, and nothing's happened yet. And the devil tries to, I know that's the devil. So I said, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. So I said, Lord, I thank you for answering my prayers. I thank you for answering my prayers. Even though I don't see it, I thank you for answering my prayers. And I was thinking about Peter when he came out of that jail. They're all there praying all night and praying for Peter to get out of the jail. Then when the angel comes and gets Peter and he goes through all those gates and he comes knocking on the door, and Rhoda says, oh, she runs back and she says, Peter's at the door. Well, why didn't you let him in? You must be mad. Peter at the door. Wait, he was, but they were praying for it. But then when God answered prayer, they thought she was mad. But he was really there. So, you know, so if we get in the battle with something and we keep asking, we can rejoice when we keep having faith. You know what I mean? Then when the day comes and we'll say, well, Lord, when it wasn't even happening, I had faith and I just kept believing. And that's the way I'm going to be. I'm going to believe, 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 and believe. And I'm going to give up. I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep praying and praying and praying. So our Heavenly Father, praise the Lord. So what do you get out of the Lord's Prayer? Let's go back here a little bit. Our Father which art in heaven. There's a lot in this Lord's Prayer. I'm telling you, there's a lot. We haven't gotten much past about being our Father, but it's so important. So important that we acknowledge God and how wonderful He is. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, what are you made of? You're made of the dust of the earth. Now, this is what I believe. I was talking about He wants His will be done in you and I, in our earth. You could take it different ways. He does want the holiness of His kingdom in this world too. But, you know, a lot of times it starts with us. The kingdom of God starts within. This says we are, what's that song? I am reigning in this life. I am reigning in this life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Will this earth ever be a real heavenly place? Well, probably not completely, but there are heavenly places that we live in on earth as we're worshiping and serving the Lord. We take heaven with us. Everywhere we go, we take Jesus with us, and we live in a heavenly realm. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. It says here, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Do we not need daily bread? You might think, no, we can just order some groceries from Walmart. And I saw this free thing. It says, we're going to give you a whole year free of, besides just a tip. But if you wanted some groceries delivered to your door and you're tired or you just got back from traveling, kind of nice to do that. People, when they had the COVID, they didn't want to go in the grocery store, you know what I mean? But thing is, give us a day of daily bread. Are we, what if all, you know, in COVID, they were sending me pictures of Walmart groceries. The shelves were not very stocked, you know. It was like panic attack. People were panicking. They were going down and getting paper towel and all kinds of stuff. And things that they thought they couldn't do without, you know. I won't mention that, but anyway, they would just go after things. You probably did it yourself. My husband, he did it. He was so funny. I think he came in with all kinds of stuff. And I said, where are we going to store all this stuff? He said, well, I made sure that we're going to take care of us, you know. But what I'm trying to say, do we depend so much on that? Something could go wrong. Then we need to depend that God give us daily bread. How did he take care of, who's in the Bible? The ravens came, Elijah, and fed him food. I read this book about Bevington. He was an old-time minister, and I tell you what, Sister Murphy, Brother Willie Murphy's mother, said she corresponded with him. He had an orphanage of Bevington, so she knew him. And he held a revival, and he would go out in this log, and it's this comical. I have the book and the picture of there's this log, and he's in this log, and that's where he would stay while he was praying for the revival. And the squirrel would come and give him some acorns. Yeah, the true story. And feed this man. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was enough to keep him going. And he was a good man. I tell you, you need to read that book. You can probably order it off Amazon. I don't know. But this Bevington had full of faith. So when we say, Lord, if I ever get in a circumstance, I'm going to believe that you're going to give me my daily bread somehow. I hope nothing like that ever happens to us, saints. I hope it don't get real, real bad ever. But just remember, God will take care of you. He'll supply. I remember when I was a little girl, Daddy was going through a hard time, and he lost his job. And Christmas was coming, and we didn't have very much. And we looked out on the porch. Somebody had left a big box of all kinds of things. The one thing that stood out to me the most, kind of funny, but it was these plastic icicles that you put on your Christmas tree. That's what I went after. That's what I liked. It was because decoration, you know. I thought it was pretty. But I just remember how God provided for my dad. And I remember I had these two little girls, they were friends of mine, and they would go down the road, and they had a nice bicycle. I didn't have no bicycle. They had a nice bicycle. They had a, back then, I was probably about 11 years old or something. They had parka jackets, little blue parka jackets. They had their little parka jackets and the bicycle. And I remember in the house, there was this big wall. Like, kind of looked like that. I stood before that wall, and I prayed. And I said, God, can I have a bicycle and a parka jacket? Because I'm not going to ask Daddy, because I know he's having a hard time. But I said, you know, Lord, I want a bicycle and a parka jacket like my friends. Do you know? Daddy got back on his feet, and next birthday, I didn't even tell him. He brought me a bicycle and a parka jacket. The Lord heard prayer. So our Heavenly Father is caring for us. And I hadn't even thought about that story in a long time, but he'll give us our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, I don't want to hold on to nobody. If somebody hurts me, I don't want to hold on to it. Sometimes it hurts real bad, and you might cry a whole lot over it, but then the Lord heals you. But you don't want to hold on to it because it doesn't hurt you so hurt them so much, it hurts you. But if you can just leave it in the Lord's hands, and if you can just forgive, because God has forgiven us so much, forgive us our debts. Listen to the rest, as we forgive our debtors. Sometimes people come to me and they'll say, that person did such shit to me and I don't like it and it hurts my feelings. And one person I knew, they held this letter for years. And I told him, I said, you should not do that. You should not do that. It was very long ago, someone come back to me and says, I tore up that letter because I got to thinking about it. And if I die, and I'm getting ready to die, and God says, you left that letter behind because you didn't want to forgive. He says, I don't want to keep nothing for my soul to get to heaven, nothing. So get rid of it. Get rid of it. Tear it up. You don't need it anyways. We just don't need it, do we? We don't need those things. Just get rid of it. And then it says here, there's three things in the Lord's Prayer, kind of like the Ten Commandments. The first four verses of the Ten Commandments mostly dealing about God and serving God. And then it goes into your neighbors and the Ten Commandments, how to treat them and all. But it says here, acknowledging God is number one in the Lord's Prayer. Reverence for God's name. God's kingdom and his will be done. And so every time in our life when carnality comes up in us, we don't have carnality, but carnality tempts us, we rebuke that and we say, God's will be done. I'm living in a different kingdom. I'm not going to show carnality here. I'm not going to be ugly acting. I'm not going to have a bad attitude because I'm in a different kingdom. Thy will be done. I got to be what Jesus wants me to be. Daily, then it goes on to those first things. The next three things is daily provision. He's our Heavenly Father. He will give us what we need. He will help us to forgive. And this big thing is temptation. One of the big things. Lead us not into temptation. You might think, well, the Lord's not going to lead us into temptation. What's the Bible says? I don't have the verse right now, but it says, every man is tempted of their own lust. You cannot blame God with your temptations. You say, well, why did this happen to me? Well, sometimes things happen because we're not prayed up enough and things happen. And we have to pray that the evil, and I want to read this to you a little bit, that the evil one will be kept away from us. Because we don't want him tempting us. It says here, we want to praise God. It is a form of praise and thanksgiving. The best pleading with God is praising him. It is a way to obtain further mercy. If you want mercy from God, keep praising him. It qualifies us to receive his mercy. In all our addresses to God, it is fit that praise should have a considerable share. For praise becometh the saints. So in our prayers, we should be praising more than asking for things. Do you think I'm right on that? You think the Lord inspired me? I think so. I think it's okay to ask for things, but I think we really need to praise him more. If you praise him, what's that?
For what we already got.
For what we already got, right. Praise him. It is fit for us to praise, should be a considerable share of our prayers, for praise becometh the saints. They are to be to our God for a name and for a praise. It is just and equal. We praise God, we give him glory, because he needs it. He is praised by a world of angels, but because he deserves it. It is our duty to give him glory in compliance with his design and revealing himself to us. Praise is the work and happiness of heaven. And all that would go to heaven hereafter must begin their heaven now. We must begin our heaven now by praising the Lord. Sometimes you see me down in Wichita, I get so happy I jump up and Sister Clay says, Sister Marsh, you're going to act that way at Guthrie? I said, well, I can't have, the Lord inspires me. I don't have to be quiet. I can praise the Lord. I can jump if I want to jump in the Lord. It's not that we're just going by emotions, but we're happy. Redeemed and free. Sister Catherine used to get happy. You know, how many remember Sister Catherine? One of the older ones around here. I remember Sister Catherine. She'd go up and down the aisles praising the Lord. Monarch. I don't know. I guess, you might say Sister Marcia a little bit more on the emotional side. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Why don't you keep it praising the Lord? I mean, not trying to do anything unseemly, because we need to praise the Lord. It's okay. Praise the Lord. So, I thank the Lord today for all his... This is Matthew Henry. I study a lot about in Matthew Henry. Matthew Henry commentary. Love it. I love the scriptures, and it talks about everything wonderful. And it just gives you a real depth, you know, when you're studying something. There's something over here I was wanting to read. Anyways, we just thank the Lord today that the conclusion of it, ask God for protection from temptation. That's what that scripture is meaning. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I am not capable in my own self to defeat the devil, but in Jesus Christ I am. And let me tell you, I was going through a hard time one time, and the Lord gave me a dream. And I know he gave me this dream. And there was a big dresser, like kind of like this pulpit, huge. I cannot pick up this pulpit. I can't even move it an inch. Well, I did. Lord forgive me. I scooted it. But I picking it up, I can't, right? If I just tried to pick it up. That's what I'm saying. But this big dresser was in this dream, and the devil was coming after me. He was coming like this. In this dream, it was horrible. And I picked up this big old dresser and I threw it at the devil. And I said, in the name of Jesus! It just destroyed him. And I woke and it smashed him. And I woke up and the Lord says, that, and I didn't have the power to pick up that dresser, but God gave me the power. And I said, in the name of Jesus! And it smashed the devil. What the Lord was trying to say to me, you ain't got the power yourself, but in the name of Jesus, you can smash the devil. And he might try to come at you, but he cannot get you. Praise God. He may try to bring all kinds of troubles and trials in your life and try to discourage you, but he cannot do it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So we want to end this. You know, I get so excited sometimes preaching. I can just keep preaching some more and more and more. But you all probably want to go home. But anyway, I just praise the Lord tonight. I got a hold of something in this. I really did get a hold of something. I hope it encourages you to praise the Lord more in your prayers. Praise the Lord more in song. Praise the Lord more in the services. Because the conclusion of this whole verse here, it says, and lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So God is the kingdom. God is the power. God is the glory forever. Praise the Lord. So there we want to praise the Lord. Our Heavenly Father is caring for us. You just remember that, okay? Your Heavenly Father is caring for you. And the devil can't touch you. You're his child. You're his child and you can make it to heaven. You can be victorious. And the enemy come along and say, well, how much longer I got to live for the Lord before I go to heaven? What could happen to me? It doesn't matter what happens to you. The Lord will watch over you. The Lord will help you. He's always helped me. And you know what? This too shall pass. If there's something bad coming in your life, remember it's going to pass and something good's going to happen. Because God, I've noticed this with God. He weighs our life like we have something bad happen, then have something wonderful good happen. We have something bad happen, we have something wonderful good happen. It's like, you know, one day I'm crying about something, the next day I'm so happy, I'm jumping all over the place. Just, I want to share something with you a little bit before I close. My Braden, my grandson, he'd been going through a really hard job. He'd been really stressed out. And he gets total 6 weeks off for this baby being born, but he's only taking 3 weeks right now. He's gonna divide it up. He gets 3 weeks off work. But the Monday, she went to labor that night, had it Tuesday morning, but that Monday was so stressful. It was a very hard job for him. And Tammy said, please pray for Braden. So I was, and then now this little girl came. And he is so happy because now he's got three little girls. And he's got a little song, and I never had heard it before. Tammy sent it to me, My Three Little Girls. And he's been playing it over and over. And in this song, it says, God, you put me to the test. You brought me through the wilderness. But now you've given me so much happiness with my three little girls. I just thought I'd share that with you because that's the way it is in life, isn't it? So I hope I encourage you tonight to praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised.